From newstalkzb.co.nz.
First for breaking news.
We're off to the Murray River. We're having breakfast in the sun and avoiding the crocs is Megan Singleton.
Good morning, Andrew.
How's your day?
Oh, fantastic. I'm actually standing on the bank. I've walked off our little gangplank here from the houseboat, and I'm standing among the gum trees. The river is as still as can be, and there are pelicans. I didn't know that. So the pelicans are just soaring along behind us. You wouldn't even think that how they can get off the water is quite amazing. The girls are upstairs at the moment doing aerobics with a watermelon as a weight ball. The boys are downstairs on about their third cup of coffee, and it's going to be Eggs Benedict time soon, I think.
Is this? Didn't we do this last year? Is this your family ritual going houseboating?
You know, well, last year I did it as part of a media trip, and I was able to take my husband with me, and we loved it so much. So this is actually the first time I've ever gone and done a press trip where I've had to write stories, and then we've talked about it so much to our friends that we've actually booked it and paid for it ourselves. So this is actually just a private holiday with 12 of us, and sixth berth cabin, five bathrooms. It's three levels. We've got a spa pool on the second level. We've got barbecue. It's actually a really affordable holiday. I was just working out the costs before. So there's 12 of us. So we've probably, you know, it's a you know, numbers game as to what the costs are. But we've worked out that it's about $350 each for the week, and that's all our accommodation.
Wow.
Boat.
Yep.
And the food, we had it pre-ordered. So I'm with the company Unforgettable Houseboats, and so they've got lots of people you can use on their website. So we've chosen a lady who stocked all our boat up with food. We basically were playing My Kitchen rules as well, so we've actually pre-ordered all this food for our competition. And that works out at $165 a head for the whole week. You know, and then we've just, so we fly into Adelaide, so the key is that you want to get dropped off to the Adelaide Central Market. So we bought all our own nibbles and beautiful cheeses and breads and spreads and things for happy hour. Then we went to Dan Murphy's bottle store, which is essential, of course, because you don't want to have to bring everything duty-free.
Yeah.
So we stocked up the trailer on the back of our van, and then it's about a one-hour sort of 20 ride out to the river where you join the river at Manum from Adelaide. And we've got it for 7 days. Tomorrow we'll be up in the Barossa.
That's fantastic.
We've got a wine tour.
Yeah, so that's $500 basically, $500 for the week, and then of course your transport and your time in Adelaide on top of that. So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now you say what, three levels on this boat? It's also got a spa pool on the second level. It's not a houseboat; it's a house mansion. And what's amazing is that you're allowed to drive it yourself. Is it?
Oh, you do drive it yourself. I think there'd actually be scope for a little business idea here for somebody to offer to come and drive you. But anyway, you get a 20-minute lesson, and that's mainly just about how to park, and really you just got to watch that you don't hit any overhanging trees as you come up. The banks are very sandy or reedy or, you know, quite marshy. But the key is you've got to have a tree on each side to tie your ropes to. So it's, you know, and then you just drive yourself. But of course, we all have turns, and so it's really easy to overcorrect. So you're kind of fishtailing our way up the river until you get the hang of just lots of little manoeuvres and little corrections all the way along.
So do you have the steering wheel, or do you have the old fashioned tiller?
No, it's a steering wheel, fortunately, because we've got two big outboard motors, and it does take a few seconds for that to kick in. So suddenly we're like gliding dangerously close to the cliffs or something, and then you go, and then it corrects, which is very good.
Okay.
But it is so much fun, and it would actually work equally as, like, we're doing it with friends, or it would work equally with a couple of families, throw some extras on board, like kayaks, jet skis. I've had yabby nets overboard all night, but alas, the bacon that I put in there is still in there, not a yabby in sight.
Beautiful, beautiful. We'll enjoy it. You're off to the Barossa. Where are you going to go in the Barossa?
We're going to go to Hentley Farm for a lunch. In fact, they're opening specially for us, just for our group, which is very nice. I'll be able to tell you about that next week when we talk from Adelaide. Maggie Beers, and so I think there's Jan. I don't really even know what she does. We're going to a cheese place as well. And, and then back to the boat. So it's actually really going to be really fun.
What a great day. Unforgettable Houseboats, is that the company?
Yeah, there are several, but we're with Unforgettable Houseboats, and I've actually put a blog of my photo shoot from last time I was here, so there's lots of links on there if people are thinking a houseboat trip on the Murray is something they've been thinking of doing for ages. There's already some content there, because I'm a little bit out of range, obviously, with being able to update my blog at the moment, but there's some put some stuff there already, so hopefully, yeah, you can get all the links you want to.
Megan Singleton, live from a houseboat on the Murray River, of course, just out of Adelaide, and her website is blogger@large.com. It's News Talk ZB. It's 22 to 12.